Today's Daf Daf Samach, Hayom Chamisha Yomim LaOmer, and we're holding on the bottom of Nun Tet Amud Beit, Bana Bayit Chadash. Bana Bayit Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadashim. Omer Avuna Lo Shonu Lo She'in Lo Kayotzei Behen. When do we say that we make a Birchat She'achayanu in the Mishnah Dafka where he doesn't have similar items? If he already owns such things, he doesn't have to say she'echiyanu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu yeshlo chayotzei behem. Even if a person owned such things before, nonetheless, he's tzorech levorech. If he does go out now to buy them, then he has to, because there's a difference between buying something and owning something. Owning something, we're assuming now, means that you own them because you were yorish them. And okay, that's something that a person doesn't have of his own, in a sense. It came to him. But when it goes out to make it his own, and he's gone it, so then he would have to be mevarech. But the mashma'ut is that if he already achieved having his own, so he was kana, bechlal dechi kana v'chazar lekana, if now he would go back and buy the same thing again, at this point he already had the pleasure of getting his own, and Rabbi Yochanan was only saying that your mevorach, where the kinyan at least is new. But there's another lashon which Om Ravuna lashonu elashalo kana v'chazav kana. This lashon Ravuna doesn't discuss the prior ownership. In other words, it came to him through Yerusha, but he discussed specifically a place where you were koneh again. So when do we say that you make the bracha that's dafka where you haven't bought it before? If, however, kana v'chazar v'kana ein tzarech levarech, and that is according to this lashon, Rav Huna would also be modeh that if you bought something for yourself, that was the first time you achieved, you would make a shechiyon. However, if you already achieved a kinyan, then you wouldn't. Whereas Rav Yochanan Amar, according to this lashon, afil kana v'chazar v'kana tzarech levarech. So it was according to this lashon, the bracha is on the chefetz, not on the experience. So the bracha is on the chefetz itself, the thing. In other words, this is something which is new, and I enjoy this particular thing. It's the way we were learning in the first lashon, even in Rabbi Yochanan, it's the specific experience that I have of making something my own of this type that I'm being mevarech. And the fact that it's a new chefetz, on that pleasure alone, I wouldn't be mevarech on. Lamaisa, we paskin like Rav Yochanan, always connected Rav Huna, and we paskin like the Yikud Yamri. So this accounts for our minhag, indeed, to be mevarech on even a second kinyan of a similar object.
A new suit.
Our new car. Maybe even a second car at the same time. Yeah, we paskin if it's new for you, then it's new. Michlau, so in this lashon v'dag michlau dechiyeshlo v'kana divrakot tzarich levarech. According to this, the mashmaut would be that if you already owned something beyerusha and now you're coming to buy it, so for sure you would need to be mevarech according to all, even according to Rav Huna. Meitevei bana bayit chadash ve'en lo kayotzei bo kana kelim chadashim ve'en lo kayotzei behem tzarich levarech. Yeshlo chayotzei behem ein tzarich levarech. Divrei Rabbi Meir, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, divrei ben kach tzarich levarech. So we have over here machloket tanoim, in which we have essentially a description of the first lashon, because the machlokes over here is ein lo chayotzei behem. So if you agree that the first lashon of the machloket between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan was correct, so then we have over here a parallel machloket tanoim. So Bishleim Lishna Kama, it works out that Rav Huna follows the shita of Rabbi Meir that it's dafka ve'en lo kayotze. Rabbi Yochanan follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that the new achievement of a kinyan is sufficient to make a brachan, and everything works out okay. But if you hold according to the Lishna Batra, in which Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you kana because of a kana, you would be mevarech. At least Rav Huna could still work out a leave with Rabbi Yehuda, because after all, Rav Huna in the second lashon is Rabbi Yochanan in the first lashon. We already explained Rabbi Yochanan in the first lashon follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the second Lashon, who holds that afil kana, the chazar the kana, you would still be mevorech. So he's arguing both are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So do you have a command? Lo Rabbi Meir velo Rabbi Yehuda? Amalachar Rabbi Yochanan, that's not the point. Who adin il Rabbi Yehuda kana v'chazar v'kana nami tzarech levorech? The truth is, I'm following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would have agreed that the issue is not ownership, the issue is the fresh chavetz. The only reason that he phrased it in this way, to be maflagi, be yeshlo, v'kana, why did we say it as if the issue was only the prior ownership, and now the new kinyan, as opposed to a second kinyan of the same thing? That's lodiach ha-kuchod Rabbi Meir. Dafilu kana v'yeshlo ein tzarich levorech. Since we want to know the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that even in a case where you own something before only the Yerusha, not through Kinyan, now you went ahead and you made a Kinyan, that even on that, Rabbi Meir doesn't agree that you would be Mavarek. The only issue is whether you own such a type of thing before. So therefore, we want you to know that even there you're not Mavarek. Kol Shekein on the second Kinyan, you're not Mavarek. Because there is no new experience at all. So wait, couldn't we say it the other way around? We should be choleg in a case of kana, because of a kana, tabi, tremendous chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, that even where not only did you own something prior, but you even had been previously kone the same thing, nonetheless you have to make a bracha. And then, fine, so we'll be a little confused as to how far Rabbi Meir would have gone to part you from a bracha. But we can be liflago b'kana v'chazar v'kana de'in tzarek l'varech lo'diach ha'kocho to Rabbi Yehuda. That way we would know better what the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is. Ah, but korach de'het te'irah adifle. It seems, as usual, that we would want to know the korach of te'irah. Many of the achronim, including the Gro, remade on the fact that this is a very poor example of Korach de'Teirah Adif. Because since the din by brachot is safek brachot la'akel, any idiot can tell you not to make a bracha. Usually the din of Korach de'Teirah Adif is because if somebody has the guts to tell you something is mutar, so then at least he knows what he's talking about, because every idiot tells you that something is asur. There's no tremendous da'at necessary to say something is asur. But in this case, to say not to be mavarech, it doesn't require any kind of particular guts to say that you're potter. Look, Lamaisa, the point is that the bottom line is that somebody who would say that you don't make a bracha because safik brachot lakel in achinami, we wouldn't say over in Shita. Somebody tells you don't have to make a bracha, there's no safik brachot, that's something else. But it's not the psak per se that may be the cause of the atera. It's the keach hasvara per se. For me to say that you're chayev a bracha, then there's somebody else who say, no, you don't have to make the bracha, suffik brachas lahakel. Suffik brachas lahakel is a suffik. But where Rabbi Meir comes along and tells you, listen, this is not something that you owe a bracha for.
It's taking a stand.
It's taking a stand the kula. I'm telling you to take this, and you don't owe anything. It's a different way of looking at the gutsy issue, which Rashi brings elsewhere as we go over here. But usually Rashi says that it's the keach that somebody else wouldn't be able to do, we want to know. Right? Okay, so generally if somebody says something is asur, he can pretend that it's truly asur. Even though he doesn't know that it's truly asur. But a bracha, he can't say that you're potter from a bracha. He can say it's a suffer. If you say that you're potter from a bracha, it's still keach that there. Tehechi dami. The Mishnah said that there's such a thing as a ra'ah at the present, which in the end turns out to be tova, and there's such a thing as a tova, which in the end turns out to be ra'ah, and you mevorech on each thing in its time, the way it is currently. So mevorech al ra'ah hechidon, give us an example of something bad that happens that ultimately serves you for good. Kigon teshakor bitka biyari, say a dam collapsed, and all of now the water floods your field and ruins your crop. Even though eventually, Avagav the Tovahili, today in the end, this is a good thing, because the Maska Aras Sirton, obviously it brings along all of the topsoil that it swept along with it settled on your field. So now your field is going to be of a higher quality, v'shapcha. But hashta mi'arahar, currently it's not a good thing because it wiped you out for the year. The other way around, tova, which ultimately could turn to be bad, hechidami, gondashkech metziya, somebody wins the lottery. Safar gav derahi lidide, even though in the end it's no good news. The Shema Bimalka Shokalamine, because if the IRS finds out about this, they'll pop you up into a higher tax bracket. As Rabbeinu Yonah said, doesn't mean they'll just take it from him. It means they'll take it plus from him. Like this, he was off the radar screen. Once he wins that lottery, he's back on the radar screen. Bad news. But Hashtami, at this point, it's a Tovahi before they get to you. Aita yishtom ubert, v'omer yiratzon sh'teleid yishti zakar. Is it tvilat shav? So what are you saying there? If you're saying it's tvilat shav, so then you're saying, v'chihai gavne lo ma'ani rachami. Now what? There's no point in praying for the sex of a fetus. Moshe Rabbi Yosef, doesn't it say in the pasuk, v'achar yalda bat, v'tikrak shema dina? And we darsh it over there. What does va'achar mean? What do you mean, achar? Just say. Va'titaber va'yaldabat. Omarav, it means that actually, originally, she had been pregnant with a male, Leah. And then, le'achash, dana le'ah din ba'atzma. After she recognized that this is a bad thing, v'amra, she said to herself, shemetzre shvatim atidim latzeit mi'yakov. There's supposed to be 12 children here. Shisha yatsu bimeni, I already had 6. Arba min hashvachot. There's been another 4 from the 2 shvachot. So that's 10. If I have now another male, im zezachar, and now it turns out that Rachel is left with 1. So lote achoti Rachel ki achat hashvachot. She's going to be less now than even one of the shvachot. So she was mitpalelet that she shouldn't have a male. Miyad nebcha lebat, shenemar vatikra et shema dina. That's why it says achar. It says the Gemara, but from there you want to bring a raya. Ein maskirin ma'aseh nisim. The fact that that was a unique event, special event, you're going to use that as a raya to the normal pasuk. V'ibayit eima, ma'aseh deleya betoch 40 yomu. There's another simple explanation. Within the first 40 days of conception, we recognize that there's still variability in the fetal development, and therefore you can, at that point, be mitpalel. Kiritanya, shlosha yamim harishonim, the first 3 days after intercourse. Yivakesh adam rachamim, shelo yatsriach. A person should be mavakesh that the sperm should survive. Mishlosha v'yadar, because we know maximal survival time is 3 days that we learn from Har Sinai. Mishlosha v'ad arba'im, from 3 days to 40 days, on the hope of conception. Yevakesh rachamim sheyeh zachar, he should be mispalel for a ben. Mi'arba'im yom v'ad shlosha chodashim, from 40 days till 3 months. Yevakesh rachamim shelo yeh sandal. Sandal is in the case where a woman becomes pregnant again, then the development of the second fetus can cause disruption in the area. We can have a sandal, it's the name of a fish, according to some, or the fish, but Surah is a sandal, but in any event, it means a crushed fetus. If you have 2 fetuses that develop, then one can crush the other. Mishlosha kodashim ve'ad shisha yivakesh rachamim shelo yei nefa. From 3 months to 6 months, during that time, if the fetus is delivered, it's going to be a miscarriage. Mishisha v'yatisha, from 6 months until 9 months, yivakesh rachamim sheyetzei b'shalom, that the birth should be a birth that's peaceful and healthy. Mima ani rachmi? But wait, so now you're saying that for the first 40 days post-conception, that it would be possible to be mavakesh. V'yom rev Yitzchak bereder rev Ami, ish mazriah techila yoledet nekeva, isha mazriah techila yoledet zachar. Shinemar Isha Kitazriya V'yalda Zachar, doesn't it say, in the Mashmaut in the Pasuk, that actually the sex of the fetus is defined at the time of intercourse itself? Because it's dependent on who is Mazriya Tefila? So what's the point of Tefila if the way we view it is that it's already defined? We're talking about in a case where it isn't so defined, it's still open to random selection. And so in such a case, it helps to be misfound.
The New York Times once had an article quoting this Gemara, how the scientists now are coming mamish. It turns out that their conclusions were mamish coming toward the Gemara said.
Yeah.
Such
articles do appear from time to time. There seems to be some small statistical variability depending on the pH of the vagina, depending on the sexual excitement of a woman at the time and so on. And then therefore there's different survival rates for sperm that carry Y chromosomes, X chromosomes, but it doesn't really, it didn't stand very much the test of experiment.
40 days,
something like the 40 days. Yeah. 40 days, no. The 40 days. I thought you meant the other thing about Isha Masriyat.
No, the 40 days.
Oh, 40 days in Achinami. Yeah, hormonal changes. That's true, yeah. Toner Rabbanan. I mean, the difference between a male and female is basically you're hormonally controlled. It's not as genetic as people think. I mean, it's genetic. It's part of hormonal development. Male and female is almost exactly the same up until a point, and then at that point, really the changes are very much defined by chemicals more than this. The genes affect the hormones, but it can be changed and hurt and so on by hormonal changes. Toner Rabbanan. The next case of the mission that we had is Hayababa Dera. Somebody's coming along the road. We want to talk about another example, Tefillat Shav. So one of the first example was to try to change the sex of an Uber with a tefillah. Or somebody's walking along the road. He hears people screaming in town. Apparently some terrible tragedy has happened. And he says a tefillah, Yiratzan, that shouldn't be from my home. So that's obviously something that already happened. There's no point in being mispalala. Toner Rabbanan ma'asebi Hillela Zaken Shayababa Derek Vashama Kol Tzvachabiyu. Once Hillel HaZaken was approaching town, he hears the terrible sounds of shouting in the city. Amar Muftach Ani Shein Zeh Batoch Beiti. I'm certain that this is not coming from my house. Ve'alav HaKatuv Omer Mishmu'a Ra'a Lo Yira Nochon Libo Batuach Ba'ashem. So, I mean, the shail is, I mean, as all of the Mufashim point out, I mean, obviously terrible things happen to people that are great tzaddikim. But he's saying he's sure it's not in his house. He's saying you're sure that the crying isn't in my house. Because in my house, they don't scream at catastrophe. So it's because he taught his home how to respond to such things. So it doesn't have to be a mikra ra, it could be something a shmur ra. So that's Rami, shmur ra lo yira. He's not afraid of shmur ra. Nechon li bo betuach b'Hashem. Omar Rava kol lehechi d'darach l'haikra. Whatever direction you want to read this pasuk, which one is the fact and which one is the reason for the fact, you can darshan in both directions. Mi reisha l'seifa midrash, mi seifa l'reisha midrash. You could darshan it from top to bottom, or from bottom to top. You say like this, Mireisha l'seifa midrash, mishmua ra'a lo yira. A person like this has no fear of a shmua ra'a matam. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. He has a level of bitachon in which he's fearless. Miseifa l'reisha midrash, nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. Because he has a level of a bitachon, he doesn't fear shmua ra'a. So it's in the first, these two approaches to Pasuk are basically the two approaches to how to understand the sugya. Did nothing happen because of his darga of bitachon? Or is it something that, because of his madrega, is to him not considered to be something that is terrifying? Lamaisa, we know that the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, the truth is the Ramban actually says this not quite as powerfully. But I mean, among all the Rishonim, you find that the distinction in the level of Hashgachat Hashem is based on the level of an individual's response to Hashgachat Hashem. As normally, we don't view the idea of bitachon, that somebody should be able to say, I have bitachon, nothing bad will happen to me. It's absurd. Bad things happen to very good people too. I mean, so happening can happen, as Forrest Gump was so kind to let us know. All kinds of stuff happens in the world. It has nothing to do with the darga of the person, because generally speaking, most people are given over into the hands of randomness. Just like as the Ramban explains, the concept of hashgacha is only on species. Most human beings are just basically a species. They don't have a particular relationship with God. they claim to have a level of bitachon, it's just their own wishful thinking. And that's why they're shattered when something happens to them. If someone is on a dargan, which his mind is indeed davuk tashem, so then there's a different level of relationship that's created by that, and bad things don't happen, happening meaning randomly. Obviously, bad things that are there for a reason take place, but they don't happen. That's mikra ra. The person isn't afraid of mikra ra, he's not afraid of just random events taking place. The Rambam puts it in much more powerful terms. And basically, the way he describes it, essentially, the world is, by definition, a place of randomness. The whole Olam Hazeh is a random creation. And therefore, the only way in which an Adam can be mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through his Da'at. That's an assertion through consciousness that lifts you above a purely physical, biological world which is randomly designed and randomly built. Such an individual, so long as his mind is davuk l'Hashem, says, huyim Hashem, v'Hashem imo, the Rambam's lashon. Because he is at that moment, davuk l'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, kvayachol. The moment that he breaks that kesher, so he's now not there. And the Rambam says, I guarantee you that nothing bad ever happened to a person. Happened, the key word here. Nothing bad ever happened to a person if at that moment his mind was davuk elav. So he says all of the cases that we see in which even great people, bad things happened to them, because at that point they weren't really mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they had gone back into a physical universe and were like everybody else, any other creature on earth.
Happening meaning happenstance.
Happens means happenstance. In other words,
As opposed to
a design in which there's
occurs. A... In the course of...
Well, in other words, if there's a thing in which a person is mida keneged mida, or which he's giving you certain shalava, whatever it is, all of the other inyonim that we spoke about. But to believe that everything that happens to a person is bidei Hashem is foolish, because the person is in roi, that he should be in a matzav in which he's not part of the overall randomness of the universe.
Is that a question of perspective?
I know what you mean by perspective. It's like das is not perspective. Das is something that you can't talk yourself into. The way that Chazon Ish would put it, if somebody, you know, would ask him, you know, should he go to a doctor? He says, the person has to be very careful not to have more bitachon than he's really shy of. it's all very nice. Very, very careful about such things. So it's a very fine line. I mean, people end up having faith in doctors, which is obviously foolish, but they end up having faith in God, which is obviously foolish. So you have to have a very careful knowledge of yourself and where you're really holding at in the world and the way that you really view life. And not to fool yourself all of a sudden now that you're ill, chas v'shalom, now all of a sudden you're thinking about God and he's with you. And certainly he couldn't have been the one to give you cancer, not the cure, and so on and so forth. That's crazy. Right? Because, I mean, the life doesn't work with all of a sudden. It works with a gradual avaida, which a person builds himself up to a point which has a right to say, yeah, that's what he's saying. On the Hilal HaZaka, you can be derish, no chol mibod, but to HaBashem. But that's it's not given to any person all of a sudden because he'd like it to be that way.
It's not popular what you said, though. It's
in the Chazon Ish says it, the Ramban says it, the Rambam says it. Oh, no, a lot of things I say are not popular. What else is new? Imagine if the Rambam would have had to deal with blog spots. Who told me that? Now, because of Basre, the Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, B'shukat Etzion, a certain Talmud was following Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, in the Shuk of Tzion, Chazit Komafchi. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi sees that he's very tense, very nervous. Amalei chatoat, what, you're obviously a sinner of some kind. I mean, the Pasuk says people that are afraid in Zion, it's the sinners who are afraid. Amalei v'aktiv ashrei adam mefachet tamid, it's a person who's always supposed to be a nervous wreck. You never know what's going to happen. So at least this way you're realistic about life.
Oh,
no. That pasuk is a reference to people who are very nervous about forgetting their learning, about not learning enough, the chazer, the 102nd time, and so on. That actually had a mefachet on it. But to be mefachet from inyanim of olam hazeh, and to believe that your pachad is going to be a useful kind of thing, is only for chatoim. Actually, the Zohar is masbir that the issue is, it's chataim. The thing that really makes a person afraid, deep down in his heart, is that he feels he's roy for the bad thing to happen. This is why are people nervous? They're nervous because they feel, I really deserve the worst. So therefore, you might as well face up to the facts and deal with the hate that's making you nervous. But it's the thing that's making you nervous. If you really felt that you were not shayach to being damaged by inyanim of olam hazeh, so why would you be nervous? Elamai, you're pretending to yourself that you're nervous from something external. But the rot is always internal, it's not external. So it's pachad b'tzion chataim, so for instance, deal with the hate. But why are you pretending to focus as on everything else in life? Instead of focusing on what we need to do for ourselves, all of a sudden we're going to help the world. It's exactly the same thing in the issue of chait. There was another maaser with Yehuda bar Natan, Avishoko bar Aviazil, bat Rav Amnuna. Yehuda bar Natan was following Rav Amnuna. Itnach, and he moaned and groaned. Omar Lay, Rav Amnuna said to him, Yisurin by El Gavra. You're looking for problems, I see, Latuya Nafshe. You want to bring tzoras on yourself. Dechtiv, because you see the posik says, Kifachat pachadati. Vayetayeni, that I had a fear, and sure enough, the fear happened to me. Vasher yagorti yavoli, that which I was terrified of, sure enough, came my way. So the one sure way of making sure the worst will happen is to always be worried about the worst happening.
Self-fulfilling.
It's interesting. I mean, you see this so often in life. You know, the people that walk around the particular thing. It's like the health, the exercise, mishigayim that get the heart attacks young. I mean, each thing, the thing that the person defines as his great pachad. Who was that lady that wrote about avoiding cancer that ended up the famous, you know, all of her diets were cancer-free. You know what I'm talking about? It was that quite a while ago.
Brains, because that's that.
No.
Not that lady?
No. that's a long time ago. V'chtiv, Asher Adam mefachet tamid, so he asked, what about the pasuk? And the Rabbi Shmuel indeed answered him, that ahu b'divrei Torah v'chtiv. That means a person should be fearful of inyanim of divrei Torah. Then continues the Mishnah, nichnas lekrach, somebody is going into town, should be mispalal on the way in and on the way out, the machlokas, but the two times on the way in, two times on the way out, so b'chnisato ma'omer, what would he say on the way in, that could be two tefillot. He should say, Yiratzom of Anav Hashem Elokai, Shetach Niseni Lekrach Zeh L'Shalom. Yiratzom is of Krach, again, was a place where anything could happen. That's the big city.
And the out-of-towners.
We know what happens to the green air in the big city. So he should be Nichnas into the city, B'Shalom, and B'Zoch, to buy the bridges, and so on. Nichnas, once he gets in, Omer, usually the problem is getting in. When it's time to leave, and I shouldn't get stuck on the bridge or in the tunnel. Yatsa, once he gets out, and he should say, and then basically say, Omer Matna, this is only necessary in a krach she'in danin v'horgimbo, in a town in which they don't have a court system, which has a process in which they'll first dan in the court, and then they will have a execution. If it's a city in which they have the death penalty, so these people are afraid of doing things, and they have a court system, so then let them go, then it's not a free-for-all. If it's not a free-for-all, so then it's a good place to be. Others say, Rav Masa says, even if it's a place that's under the rule of law, you still have to say this tefillah. Because since you're a greener, they can take you in on anything. And zimnin de lomit rami la yinish v'yaliv lezechuta. Sometimes you won't be able to bring anybody to speak up in your favor. And you may be nitvas even as an innocent.
Under the perks here, you could easily do something and you can hung up outside Jaffa Gate on the wall. That's the way it was.
I didn't know your neighborhood was also time. It's a time in Barnea's neighborhood.
It's all of our neighborhoods.
You have a picture of that?
Yeshua that we're not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's assuming that the Israeli court system is that much better. Sometimes one wonders.
The hay of the newspapers.
Yeah, exactly. They have a different way of hanging you for that. Tanurabbanan. It's definitely not Danimo or Gim.
It was without Danimo.
I'm saying in these days, the media is not Danimo or Gim. It's Tamo or Gim. The Imam is the same thing. Tanurabbanan. Anichmas le Beit HaMerchatz. Somebody who's going into the bathhouse. Now, the Beit HaMerchatz in those days, of course, was built over a fire.
Over?
A fire. They would have the actual flames heating the Beit HaMerchatz. And every once in a while, you had a rather catastrophic breakdown of the bath, in which everyone was deposited together with whatever water was left right onto the boiler, which wasn't a very good and happy occasion, at least not if you were in there. So therefore, you should make a bracha. Yiratzon v'fanecha Hashem Elokai, shetatzileni mizevecha yatzebo. I don't even want to say exactly what might happen here. Va'aryeh erati dvar kalkala ve'avon. But heck, at least I'm going to take the risk of crossing Fifth Avenue. At least my death should be a kapora for all of my sins. It's not a good thing to say. As we saw earlier, never open up your mouth to talking about what might happen. Don't verbalize it. Where do we see it in a pasuk? Because first we complain as Bnei Yisrael to Yeshayahu, kimat kistoma yinu la'amorad iminu, and sure enough he answers them. That's an interesting comparison. Sure enough, shimu dvar Hashem ketzinei sdom azinu torat Eloheinu amamura. So indeed, you began talking about yourselves like the situation of Sodom and Gomorrah. Kadosh Baruch Hu would treat you that way. Kinafik Mayomer, what do you say when you get out of a bath alive? Amr Ravacha Modani Lefanecha Hashem Lokai Sheitzaltani Min Ha'ur. Thank you for saving me from the fires. Rabbi Avu, who once was Al Beiban, Rabbi Avu was once in a bath. Afki Beibani Mitote, the bath collapsed beneath him. And Kama Lamuda, and a very wonderful thing happened for him. He would happen to have been standing right on one of the supporting pillars, and therefore, even though all the floor fell out from under him, he was standing like one of the Bnei Kerach on top of a pillar. So he was saved. So Shaziv Meya Vechad Gavri Vechad Avri, the miracle was that he held on to a guy who held on to another guy. And in the end, 101 people were saved because he was standing on an amud. So he said, Omar, Hainu de Ravacha. Oh, now I see, that's the tefillah of Ravacha, to save me min ha'ur. This is quite a job of saving. This di Omar Ravacha, what this is, di Omar Ravacha, doesn't make very much sense of it. You're referring back to the previous Rav Acha, and in fact there's another gear that simply says Tan Rabbanan. This Da'am Rav Acha is very misleading, and indeed in the Gra it doesn't appear. Hanichmas Lakis Dan, somebody who's going in now for a Maisa Refu'ah, Omer Yiratzon Mufanecha Hashem Lokai, Shie Esek Zer Li Refu'ah Vatir Ta'ini, Ki Arofei Ne'amanata, Refu'atcha Emet. So he's bespalel to Hashem that Hashem should be merapa him. There's another girsa here, which is kirofei chinam ata, which is brought by many of the Rishonim, which the Gra also puts into the sugya. Take out this piece. And then he continues, "Lafisha in darkan shel bnei adam l'rafot ela shenagu." But really, it's not a proper way for human beings to go and to deal with medicine. But this has become their minhag, and therefore we do what the normal way of living is. But we apologize. We know that we ought to be coming to you, but instead we're going to the doctor. Omer Abaya la lema ina shaki, that's the wrong thing to say. To tell you to be Rabbi Yishmael, v'rapo yirapet, mikanshin yitna reshut l'rofei l'rapot. Since the Torah says that you have to pay someone medical fees, why don't you tell him, listen, if you were a mensch, you would have the talking in Hashem. Let him cure you. What are you coming to me to pay your hospital fees for? You shouldn't have gone to the hospital, you idiot. That's your own problem. See, if the Torah is saying that you have to pay medical fees, obviously it's saying that that's the correct way to act, no? So you see that there is, in fact, a reshus l'rofei l'rafot. And anybody who, to the rofei, was given to the rofei the keyach, to be mirapish. Obviously, I as a patient, where do I want to go? I want to go to the guy who's got a license. Rishus means a license. I want to go to the guy who's got a license. I certainly don't want to go to the alternative medicine guy. He doesn't have a license.
No.
Rishus over here is a Rishus b'chol adam netuna. Is the Rambam's lashon of that. That's what's meant by the sugya. Lamaisa the Rishonim discuss, but here's where the Ramban comes in. If somebody's on a darga, not. But he mentions that it's Yisrael has to be on that darga as well. Or that the klal is on that darga. The individual within the klal is in the darga. So then the derek would have been to go to be mitpalel. But the Eben Ezra is mechalek between refuot that are mechanical. In other words, if I know a mechanical sibah for refuot, what am I going to say? I have a broken leg. God will help. I mean, that's ridiculous. You're as mechuyif to take care of your broken leg as you are to take care of your broken table. I mean, what to understand? What's the difference? That's part of the way in which you have to be noig in life, so you'll have to go and fix what's broken. You can't expect it miraculously to turn around. But where you have things that you don't understand, there is no causality that you've been able to work out. So basically what you're doing is you're playing the statistics game. There's a 50% better chance of recovery if somebody takes such and such a drug. Okay, so over there, I mean, if you're playing statistics, you might as well have God play the statistics. That's how the Eben Ezra defines the difference. So irapo irape is where the doctor indeed can cure. But otherwise, enochinami, it's just a minig that people feel more comfortable playing statistics with you know, with what happens to be current medical belief. In another 20 years, they'll say it was the worst thing you could have done. You should have actually done the opposite. Ah, but, so what do I got to get involved for? The Ramban argues on that. He holds that the darg of a person is machai of him to take whatever is current technology, unless he's on the madrega, of course, in which he can avoid such technologies. Kikoi mai omer, what does he do after he gets up from his blood test? In those days, they actually just threw out the blood for the blood test. Actually, they do that today also, you know. These random results. At least it's a good bloodletting in some labs. So my Omer, what does he say? Omer Avacha Baruch Rofei Chinam. You should make the Baruch of Baruch Rofei Chinam. Okay. Here the Rambam's Girsa is Baruch Rofei Cholim, not Rofei Chinam. Chinam was the tefillah earlier. Anichnas lebeit hakise. Somebody's about to go to the bathroom. And we know that there's always malachim that are with an individual. You certainly don't want to drag malachim into the bathroom with you. So, Omer, you tell the malachim that are with you, hitkabdu mechubadim kedoshim mishatei elyon. Keep yourselves in a more mechubad place. Tnu kavod elokei Yisrael. And harpu mimeni, let me go. Let me go where I have to go, take care of what I have to take care of. And I'll come back to you. Abaya lo lema ina shachi. Abaya objects to this as well. Because if you say to a malach, harpu mimeni, and just do kavod elokei Yisrael, he'll go back home, he'll leave you. So do meshavkele v'yazemi. You don't want to let go of your guardian angel, a guardian angel for me. Ella Lema, the thing to say is Adarab. You say, Shimruni, Shimruni, Azruni, Azruni, Samchuni, Samchuni, Amtinuli, Amtinuli, Ache, Kanezve, Tseshe, Kain, Dar, Kancher, Bnei Adam. On the contrary, you want to stress the Shemir of the Malachim, the waiting of the Malachim, until it is that I'll be able to get back, because I am just a child of the earth.
Presumably some of the certain guard.
No, actually, this used to be standard. We stopped saying this because we believe that nowadays people are, it looks like gaiva to say that Malachim are going to wait for me. But it used to be a person took for granted that a guardian angel that was with him. But Lamaisa, if you're a New Age believer, you can go back to saying this. They all say this anyway. Kinotik, when you come out of the bathroom, you say, Baruch Asher Yatzarata Adam L'Chochma V'Rabo Nekavim Nekavim Chalulim Chalulim Godoy V'Yadua L'Fnei Kisei Chvodecha Shim Yipateach Echad Mihem O Yisatem Echad Mihem Yiefshar La'amod L'Fanecha. And what's the chatima of this bracha? My chatim, Amarav Baruch Ata Hashem Rofei Cholim. Amar Shmuel, good heavens! Kashavino Abba Lekulei Yom Ketzirei. Rav is turning everybody into someone sick. I mean, everybody goes to the bathroom. You say Rofei Cholim. I mean, we're not Cholim. Ela Rofei Chol Basar. And Rav Shesha said, No. It's Mafli LaAsot. And of course, Rav Papa with his toupez says, better say both of them. Rofeko basar umaf li lasot. Hanichnas lishono mitato. Somebody who's about to go to sleep. Omer mishma Yisrael ad vaya im shamoa. And then after saying the first parasha of Shema, says, Baruch ha-mapil chavle shina aleinai, utenuma alach hapai, umeir lishon bat ayin. Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokai, shetashkiveni l'shalom, v'teinech elki b'toratecha. This is an interesting hosafa, which the Gra brings from the Gaonim. It's from Rav Amram Gaon. V'targileni l'dei mitzvah, v'al targileni l'dei aviraz, all part of the Siddur Rav Amram. V'al tevieni l'dei chet, v'lo l'dei avon, v'lo l'dei visayon, v'lo l'dei visayon. V'yishlot b'yitzer tov, v'yishlot b'yitzer hara, v'tatzileni mipegara micholayim raim, v'al yevahaluni chalomot raim, v'yerurim raim, u'tehem mitati shleima lefanecha, v'ha'er einai pen ishan ha'mavet, baruch ata Hashem, ha'meir li'olam kolo b'chvodo. Ki mitzar, when he wakes up, what should he say? Elokai nishama shenatata b'tora, ata yetzarta bi, ata nefachta bi, ata mishamra b'kirbi. Which, I mean, the Marshal points out is connected to three dargot of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, that the Atan Fachtavi is only the Nishmat Chaim of the Adam, whereas the Barata, which we have, is the Bria of simple life. Then you have Yetzira, which is intelligence. Then you have the actual Neshama. V'ata atid la mimeni, v'ach zirabi le'atid lavo, כוזמן שהנשמה בקרבים עודן ילפניך השם אלוקי ולכי אבותיי ריבון כל העולמים אדון כל הנשמות ברוך אתה השם המחזיר נשמות לבגרים מתים. Despite the fact that he hasn't washed his hands and he doesn't have a yarmulke on his head, as we'll see, which is interesting, right? Which in fact the Gra is medayek from here that you don't need a yarmulke to say a bracha, and that it was only mitukan for tefillah, for kriyat shema. The Rosh is medayek from here that there's no din of washing your hands before making brachot. And the din of the tefillat yadayim is only for tefillah and kriyat shema. Lamaisa, we have changed this because of the chilukei deyot and say only once you're wearing a yarmulke and you've washed your hands. But, well, because you haven't yet washed your hands and you haven't put on your hat, as we're about to say, kishoma kol tarnagola. When you hear your alarm clock, Lema Baruch Hashem Atana Sechvi Min Alafin B'Yom Ivein Laila, that the Sechvi, which is a double meaning, a tarnagol is called a Sechvi, and a heart is called a Sechvi. The person has basically a built-in clock in which he's sensitive to the difference of Yom V'Laila. You still haven't opened your eyes. Ki potach ene lema, baruch pokeach ivri. Ki toretz v'yosiv, when you sit up, say baruch matir asarim, because until now in sleep, you've been locked. Your movements have been controlled. That's that horrible feeling that you're having a dream when you're trying to run somewhere to catch your flight, and you never make it because you can't move. Ki lavish, when you put something on, lema baruch malbish arumim. The derech was not to wear begadim at night like we do today. Ki zakif lema baruch zakef kefufim. You stand up. Ki nachit la'ara, when you put your feet on the ground, you say, baruch roka aretz al hamayim. Wow, there's actually solid earth under there. Ki maske, when you walk and you start going to the bathroom, you say, baruch hamechi mitzadei tovim. Kisayim esane lema baruch shasali kol tzarki. When you put on your shoes, you should say, baruch shasali kol tzarki. Oh boy, is there screaming and yelling about the shinui of the Seder and the Sitter, in which in the Rav Shulchan Aruch they're going to be osid liten esadin for changing the order of these brokers and having a shasali kol tzarki before amechi mitzadei gover. The Echronim say, listen, you know, nowadays you put on your shoes first, your slippers before you go to the bathroom. It's okay, you won't have to go to hell for this particular problem. It's interesting. We still haven't put on your yarmulke. You're putting on your belt. You say, Baruch Hazer Yisro B'Gvura. Now you're putting on your yarmulke finally.
But people should sleep with
How far back are we going? People used to sleep naked with everything on their heads. Everything was fine. Then it started with pajamas. Then it went on to special night yarmulkes. Then it went on to night tzitzis and yarmulkes. Now it's night kapotas and yarmulkes and so on. Okay, but back in the old days.
Nice try.
If you can get a hole in your pillow.
Yeah, it's only a half.
Inflatable. Inflatable strangles, that's not a bad idea. Automatic, as soon as you lift up your head.
Where's
Shalosh Anisha? Shalosh Anisha. That's not part of your Seder of waking up. You turn into a male only in the morning? Indeed. The din over here, by the way, specifically, it's clear that we're referring really to a head covering of a yarmulke type, because otherwise it's not Nogei Yisro. In other words, the belt that you're putting on, the hamayne, is the type of belt that is worn in order to differentiate between Libo Ve'erva, which is a din of Kedusha of Yisro. The covering of the head is a Kedusha of Yisro as well, that we cover our head not simply because of the chashivut of the body and wearing a hat, but because of the Kavanah Shechina. Therefore, we specifically refer in our bracha to the Yisrael aspect of it. Notice in the others it doesn't say Yisrael, they're common to humanity. He puts tefillin on his hands. You say, Baruch Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu L'Haniach Tefillin. Areshe. When he puts tefillin on his head, he should say, Baruch Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And we know that we have the famous Machloket Rashi V'Tosfos, which became different minhagim between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, or even among those who are noig like the Arizal and so on. Rashi holds that the bracha of L'Haniach is said on both tefillin. And mitzvah tefillin is only said if you were tzach ben tefillah the tefillah. Tosfos says something from this Gemara. I mean, here it's telling you the Seder of brachas. So what you try to say that we're going to tell you to make such a bracha when it's only in an occasion where someone was feiteh, the tzach ben tefillah the tefillah? Very unlikely. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says that since the Iker mitzvah that completes the Shorosh has the Arba Batim and has the Shin and has the Dalit, so it's the Yikr mitzvah of tefillin. We saw all along, we're talking about Hishen Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yar'umi Mecha, that indeed we're koveya a specific bracha for the Shorosh as the Hashalom of the mitzvah tefillin. The din, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, of a sach ben tefillah le'tefillah is that you have to be chayzer mevorek shnehem. So then you'd have to say la'niach on the Shorosh as well, because he agrees that La'aniach was miyusit for the Sharosh as well.
Sorry, I never realized. People who switch Rashi Rebbeinu Tam to the same book again? No, huh?
No. Kimbashi Yodet, when you now got to Netilat Yadayim, and here is the Raya, that you say all of these other brachas, lulo Netilat Yadayim. And says the Rosh that this is a Raya to my Shita, that Netilat Yadayim was never mitukan for brachot, otherwise the Gemara makes sense, no sense. Lamaisa, we end up, because of the chashash, of those Shita is not like the Rosh, we were koveya this keseder hatvilas. A person only says this all nowadays, all at one time. Usually, when it comes to the Beit HaKnesset, or, you know, of course, lemaisa, if a person has netilat yadayim directly by his bed, so then he can avoid that problem. Do netilat yadayim and say the broch of netila out of order.
Is it earlier in the morning when the person woke up with the pasuk? So according to the Rosh, it meant. Just go ahead and say the pasuk. Issues.
I don't know why you keep going back there. You have to say it. Mi amarshi, you have to say it. And why isn't saying the pasuk divrei Torah? It's made of maybe that the divrei Torah is different.
There are two without
those. But what are you going to do about Birkat HaTorah even? What
right, that's
the same. Yes, I don't know why you keep thinking that he has to say the pasuk. Nafal b'pume doesn't mean that he has to say the words.
Where does the modern age we say anyone come from?
Ah, you don't want to know where that comes from. The Mechaber was banned. The Mechaber of the Moda Ani was banned. So therefore people, a lot of people that were banned have a lot of schuss. That's right. But it was one of those forums that they were choshed of issues of the Shapsai Tzvi and so on and so forth. So it was there were a lot of other inyanim in that sefer. But that became the nog of Kol Yisrael. Ki Moshe Yodei Lema Baruch Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Ala Tzivat Yadayim Moshe Ape Lema, when he washes his face, which is usually the last little bits of sleep that pop away. You say, Baruch HaMa'avir Chevlei Sheina Me'inayu Tnuma Me'afapai Yiratzon Lefanecha Hashem Lokei Shetargileinu B'Toratecha V'Dabikeini B'Mitzvotecha V'Al Tavienu V'Lo Lidei Chet V'Lo Lidei Avon V'Lo Lidei Nisayon V'Lo Lidei Vizayon V'Chofet Yitzri Lishtabed Lach V'Chakeini Mi'Adamra V'Mechavera V'dabikeni b'yetzer tov v'chaver tov b'olamcha v'titineni ayom v'foyom l'cheinu l'chesed l'rachamim v'einecha u'v'einei kol ro'ay v'tigmeleni chasadim tovim baruch ata Hashem gomel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah. Chayav adam levarech al ha'ra k'shem shebevarech al ha'tova. Now what does that mean? Mai chayav levarech al ha'ra k'shem shebevarech al ha'tova? What, you say the same bracha on something bad as you say on something good? I thought we said before in the Mishnah Tanan, so how can you say it's kishem? Omar Rava, kishem must mean emotionally, not verbally. Same way that a person is, same state of mind. That a person is mevorech hatova hametiv, in that same state of mind, he should be mevorech dayan ha'emet. Om Rav Akiva Mishum Rabbi Levi, where do we see this in the pasuk? Mikrof. The pasuk says chesed u'mishpat ashir alecha. So that means whether it's chesed or whether it's mishpat, ashir alecha Hashem azameira. So apparently, im chesed ashira, im mishpat ashira. Obviously, chesed and mishpat is not the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Me'acha. It says, Be'elohim ha'alel davar, Badunai ha'alel davar. Now those two shemas are two different hanhagas. Be'elohim is a lotion of din, and Ba'ashem is a lotion of rachami. So you see, Ba'ashem ha'alel davar is midat tova. Be'elohim ha'alel davar is referring to midat adin, which is midat puranut. Rabbi Tam Kum Omer Me'acha. Kol Yishuot Esa Shema Shemekra, Tsarova Yagonim Tsarova Shema Shemekra, the same exact Lashon. Whether it's Kos Yishuot, whether it's Tsarova Yagon. So apparently, I mean, these are two psukim in reverse, but these two anhagas apparently are exactly the same. Shema Shemekra. Rabbanan Amar Mihocha, Hashem Natan Vashem Lakach, Yishem Hashem Mevorach, whether it's in terms of the Netina, or whether it's in terms of the Lekicha, it's the same Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Omer Ben Omer Rab Mishum Rabbi Meir, Vechein Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Akiva. La'olam Yehi Adam Ragil Lomar, Kol Da Avi Rachman Al Tav Avi. Person should always say to himself, whatever is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately for the best. Ki Oda Rabbi Akiva Da Avikaza Buracha. Rabbi Akiva was once on the road with some Talmidim. He needed to find a place to sleep. He came to a particular town, Boushpiza. He looked for a hotel. And nobody was willing to give him a room. What can I do? He went and put out his sleeping bag out in the desert and went to bed in the forest. He had three things with him. He had a tanagol, and he had a chamor, and he had a lamp. Comes along the first thing, ata zika kavilishrag. A big wind comes along and puts out his light. Ata shunra achle latarnagol. The next thing he knows, a shunra, the cat or weasel, jumps on his tarnagol and gobbles up his tarnagol. Ata aye achle lachamor, and a lion comes along and eats up his poor chamor. No, says Rebbe, what can I do? Call David Rachman al Atav. Babe, alayli, on that very night, Ata Gaisa, comes along now, and the army invades the town. Shavi Lamata, they take everything in town to the cave of Ali Baba and his thieves. Now everybody has to be padui, they're sold into slavery. God only knows if poor Rebbe Akiva had found a hotel room, or if they had seen his light in the forest. Or if they had heard his chamor braying, or if they had heard his tarnagoling, what would have happened to him? Amalahusa, he told his talmidim, "Lav amilachu, kol mashaseh hakadosh baruch hu, hakol letova." Didn't I tell you, everything is for the good.
Kind of contrast between that story and the equivalent story.